Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about learning to ask for help.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Asking people for help. And here's why I wanted to talk to you about this. She was recently at a conference and I was talking to a founder. And when she was describing to me what she was going through, some of her challenges and problems, I think after like 30 or 40 minutes of talking, eventually we arrived at this point where it was clear that one of her biggest challenges is that she just doesn't ask enough for help. She has this huge network of people that could help her find customers and clients, help her find people to hire, help her with good advice. But she's not tapping into that network because she's the type of person, and I think that that's something that applies to a lot of founders, that has been so accustomed to being asked for help and being the person that's just offering solutions that her solution muscle is awesome and her advice muscle is awesome, but her asking for help and asking for advice muscle is terribly weak. She just always, cooks her own little soup. And when she is challenged by something, when she has a problem, she just tries to figure it out on her own versus tapping into the amazing ecosystem and network that she has developed and the goodwill she's developed by helping so many people, right? And she was like, yeah, I'm just not comfortable asking people for help. I never realized that. And I tapped into that, giving her some advice and talking to her about how important it is to ask for help as a founder and entrepreneur. And I thought that would be useful and valuable to other people to hear us talk about this. First of all, right off the bat, let me ask you, is that a problem? Would you agree with a problem statement that I'm making that many founders are not used to asking for help and that is a disadvantage for themselves and their businesses?
Yeah. I think that I want to say I used to have this problem, but I'm actually going to say I still have this problem. And it's similar to what you described, because for me, there are clearly enough people I've helped, and it's disproportionate in terms of the amount of times I ask for help versus the amount of times that I help someone or have helped someone in the past. Mm. It's only recently that I've started reaching out to people I know and ask for their help. And I've reached out recently to people I haven't talked to in like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or even 7 or 8 years, maybe even longer, and asked for their help. And it was hard. And I always felt like I needed a really good reason. And more importantly, and this is where it gets tricky, I needed such a good reason that I was actually helping them when I asked them for help.
Mm.
That's so like weird. But like if you have this muscle where you're helping other people, it is the people I've met that help a lot of other people, similar to like how I have this problem, because they're constantly in one mode. They have one muscle they've worked, and the other side of that muscle is being able to find people who can help you and ask for their help when you need it. And I think that it's very tricky to navigate this and force yourself to go get help when you need it, because oftentimes, if you're helping other people, you tend to be good at problem solving and just almost feel like I should just solve the problem myself.
Yeah.
And it's just a place that you're in from a mindset standpoint. So, the only advice I have for someone like that is just get over it. Like, just figure out how to ask somebody for something. And it might even be somebody who's really close to you. Because the thing I've noticed about myself is even when it comes to my wife, I will not ask her for help when maybe I should.
Mm.
And so I think this kind of mentality does permeate with certain people. That's one reason. I think another reason that this happens, if you haven't necessarily helped a ton of people or you aren't giving advice to people all the time or whatever, is that you just grew up in a family that never asked each other for help.
Mm. That's a good one. Yeah. So I love the honesty, Heaton, and I'm not surprised. I knew that you're terrible at asking for help, obviously, since we're good friends. But
yeah.
But I also would put me in the same bucket. Like, I'm not above this. I don't think that I'm good at asking for help. And this is actually something I'm working on. And to some degree, so I think there's many reasons for it, but I'm not even that interested in that. I think I'll share my biggest aha moment. There were two aha moments that made me start working on it. And then obviously I get all these founders, I talk to them, and eventually at some point we get to the, well, who do you know who could help you with this? And it's like, well, yeah, this and this person could easily make a massive difference here. And I'm like, cool, do you know these people? Well, yeah, I helped this person. Yeah, I know this person really well. Have you ever asked them for help? No. And I'm like, would you ask them for help? And the answer is always like, I don't know. I would have never thought about it. Like, okay, this might be a universal issue or challenge or opportunity, right? I think for me, the two moments that made me more aware of this and that started shifting my mindset, well, there's a variety of it. I remember there was one big challenge that we had where I started actively reaching out to a few people to help with. This was a recruiting challenge, right? We needed to hire somebody very specific and had a hard time finding that person. Then eventually I sucked it up and I reached out to a number of people, asked them if they knew somebody. And what I was most surprised about was the enthusiasm in the response. Like, people were just like so enthusiastic about me asking them for help. And they went so out of their way to try to help that I was like, wow, I do have this incredible resource that I almost never tap into. Like, people that know me and that have known me for a minute, if I ask for help, they're not just like dealing with it by saying, oh yeah, sure, if it's convenient here, I know somebody. They will like, I spend an hour, you know, I talk to all these people, I research all these things, here's what I can do, and I'll do this other work. Like, they go beyond what is reasonable to help me, and they seem really excited and happy about it. That was the first moment I was like, whoa, this is a much stronger response than I expected, and consistently from a number of people. And the second time around was a aha moment I had recently where I had a friend visiting me in New York, and everywhere we went, I had the inclination to pay, right, for our food, for this, for that, for the other. And eventually he stopped me and he looked at me and he said, Steli, I love you. You're an amazing friend, but what you're doing really sucks. And I looked at him and was like, what? And he's like, listen, I know that you are always, like, your intention is always to try to make sure that you give and you give and you give. And your goal is that your account is always in the plus. In any relationship you're in, you want to give more than you take. So your account always needs to be in the plus, right? You're always building surplus in terms of how much you help and what you pay for. And, you know, just going, always taking more responsibility, paying more than the rest of the people, helping more than the rest of the people. And that's part of why I love you. And that's part of what makes you awesome. At the same time, I also like my account to be in the plus. And you make it impossible. And that's just not cool. That puts me in a really bad spot. Because I don't like my account to be in a bigger and bigger and bigger minus in our relationship. I also want to help you. I also want to pay for things. I also want to feel like we're equals. And it's a give and take. It's not just me taking all the time from you. That just doesn't feel awesome. And nobody had ever given me the business this way, right? Never ever had confronted me about this in quite a similar way. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, I didn't realize that. It's like, please let me pay. Please let me help a little bit more. Please, because it feels awesome to me as well to be an awesome friend to you. And I know it feels great for you to be a great friend to me, but I also want to be a great friend for you. And you don't give me an opportunity to become that. Like, you don't allow me that. He's like, all your friends, or many of your friends, you're in a much more dominant position. Why? Because you always give, you always help, you always... And you don't give people as many opportunities to give back and create kind of an equal level of relationship. And that blew my mind that I didn't realize that as clearly as in that moment. I was like, oh, shit. People are actually really happy when you give them a chance to help. And I don't give people a lot of chances to help. And I'm always so eager to help others and to give that I don't realize that it's a joy for people. Like, other people also want to give and help. And I don't give many people an opportunity to do so. So I never thought about it that way, right? And I think that was a real big aha moment for me. And since then, I've been just practicing this a little bit more, asking for my help, stepping back and giving other people the chance to also step in and help and be a real resource. And it has, A, both provided a lot of value to me. Like, I've gotten a lot more help, a lot of advice, a lot more resources than I've gotten before. And I see that I'm giving people more value in our relationships because people are excited that they finally get a fucking chance to do something for me versus like the last few years, they were only able to receive help from me.
Yeah, it's interesting to understand that psychology on the other side too. Mm-hmm. I think that opportunities like that where you can have someone feel like they helped you when you've been really helpful to them is really useful and important. I think another aspect of this is also like, if you aren't asking for help, it's not because, you know, you've been helpful to other people or anything like that. It's just because you don't know how to. You should just, I would say that like, you should just think up whatever problem you're having right now, you know, that you're challenged with, because everyone's got one of those at any given time, at least. Yep. Hopefully one. Hopefully not more, but you know. And you know, you can just be very practical and think through or list out whatever you want to do, the people who can help you, and go send them an email with a single question, right? Just say, hey, I'm struggling with this. I'd love your thoughts. And give them something very short to respond to and see what happens. I think that. You have to like just force yourself to do it, because as humans, we want to help each other. That's a majority of humans. Not everyone, but that's the majority of humans. Mm-hmm. And even though I say not everyone, even the person who you think might not be willing to help somebody else, there is somebody that they're willing to help.